Today, Be'ezr Hashem, we learned Daf Pei Tes of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we're learning about include continuing our discussion from the previous Daf about a case where the hides of five different Karbanos Pesach were mixed up and a mum was found on one of them. Our Gemara continues to suggest ways that they could bring a conditional Pesach Sheni, but rejects them. The Mishnah discusses a father who announces that the first of his children to arrive in Yerushalayim will be registered on this Karban, and the Gemara relates this to the general discussion of Breira. The next Mishnah discusses how many people can be registered on a single Karban Pesach, and until what point people can register and withdraw registration from a Karban Pesach. The Mishnah Lamed Beis allows a group to force one member to eat separately if that member invited his own guest. The Gemara questions whether they can do the same to a person who is eating more than his portion. The Daf concludes with a Braisa that has two halachas about money received for a shear and a Karban. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include Meiser HaPesach. When an animal is designated as a Karban Pesach but cannot be brought as a Karban Pesach, such as in the case where it was temporarily lost and another animal was already brought as a Karban Pesach, the original animal can be brought as a Karban Shlamim. But unlike a normal Shlamim, it can only be eaten for one day and one night. Smicha. When bringing most Karbanos, such as a Chatas, Ashim, Oila, Shlamim, or Toida, the owner leans his full weight with his hands on the animal's head before Shechita. Breira is the broad concept of retroactive clarification, where something that is not yet determined as it is happening can later be clarified.